good weekend started Friday then, so. One said, true Mother's Day is a lifetime task. It's not easy, as by the time a child reaches 18, a mother has had to handle some extra 18,000 hours of child-generated work. That's in addition to what she normally does. 1,000 hours a year extra by a child. So, once mother said, the joy of motherhood is what a woman experiences when all the children are finally in bed. As she said, but true motherhood is a calling, a privilege, and if handled right, a pleasure. So, mothers do play a huge role in our life. Not only giving us life, but molding our life. From birth to toddlers to teenagers to adults, the mothering part doesn't change. It doesn't go away. Those children she has will always be her kids, and she's always got the need to look after them, whether you want to be looked after or not. they pretty much runs the family household and the daily activities, running errands, running to school events, sporting events, bake sales, you name it. They got it covered. Everybody knows when mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. That's a true story. That mama bear comes out, good and bad, and face that mama bear. But she's such a large part of the emotional part of the family as well. She's a leader in that area as well. And I know not all women have children, but I believe all women use mothering instincts for those around them, whether it's their kids or somebody else's kids or just friends and people around them that they care about. They use those instincts that they have. There are some broken hearts on Mother's Day too, for children lost one way or the other. And they still remain strong and faithful, despite the pain they might be in. A mother's love is just special. It's special. Back in the old days, in Solomon's time, a couple of mothers had babies. They each lived in the same house. They each had young babies. Well, one baby died one night when the mother rolled over on it during the night. And she decided to trade places with her lost child and the living child of the other mother while she was asleep. But when daylight came, the other mother realized it wasn't her child. Well, this started a battle, as you can imagine, and the fight went to King Solomon to judge. And as they argued, King Solomon ordered the guard to bring a sword and cut the child in two so that each could have their half. Solomon had something in mind. Solomon got the wisdom, so he was going to draw it out. Well, the true mother begged him not to, and to let the other woman have the child so the child could live. The other woman said to go ahead and cut the child in half. Well, the true mother loved the child enough to give him up so he could have life, even though she wouldn't have him. She loved him enough to let him go. Solomon recognized that. Solomon gave her the child back. I wish many women today had that maternal instinct to give their child up versus getting rid of them. But unfortunately, we don't. So many others gave up their children. In the Bible, Hannah gave up her child, Samuel. But when she prayed for, really wanted a child, the Lord gave it to her, and she gave him up back into the Lord's service, though. She loved him, but she loved the Lord even more. She was blessed. Mary gave up her son Jesus in a way. She knew what he was here for. She didn't understand maybe all of it, but she knew who he was. He was here for a purpose and for what he had to do on the cross. And can you just think of what Mary went through in her lifetime? Mothers also give up the children to things these days. Maybe it's the military. Maybe it's missions. Maybe missions to a a not so friendly country. You know, maybe it's an occupation, policeman or a fireman, and there's other missions and other areas to serve that they're called. And moms continue to worry about them, but they give them up for what they're called to do. But they're to take care of their moms too. You know, we're to take care of our mothers in the same way. And Jesus took care of his mom. You know, even on the cross, Andy read it this morning. Even on the cross, he said, "John, here's your mom. You know, here's your son." You know, he took care of her from there. He knew she was going to need someone. And John was there to fill that void. And maybe that's why John lived as long as he did. Maybe praying for Mary not to have any more loss in her life. She'd had a lot of loss, but John was one of the oldest ones. But Jesus took care of his mom before he left. A lot of training goes in with moms and kids, and a lot of spiritual training comes from moms and grandmothers. And a lot of mention how many mothers or grandmothers have impacted their lives, and spiritually and otherwise. They've made a difference. You know, Joni in the quilt ministry, you know, it's because a grandmother took time to take her to quilting at church and be an example at home with reading the Bible and prayer. And examples in life rub off on those around us. You know, the things we do, how we live, they rub off, and especially for kids, especially on kids. They see the care and the love that mothers have and grandmothers have, not only for their own, but for others, for those around them. You know, they're always, you know, making calls, sending food, sending cards, filling in for others, just providing for others in so many ways. They just are doers. You know, we talked about faith in Sunday school and exercising it. Exercising is doing something. Mothers are doers. They get the stuff done. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Paul's talking to Timothy here, and it's the beginning. But he recognizes this in Timothy's life. He says, "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God, whom I served as my ancestors did with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which was first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of the hands. For the Spirit of God does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." So Paul sees sincere faith in Timothy. He's living out his faith. He's doing things. He's sharing. But he also noted, you know, he knew where it was planted from. The first lived in his grandmother, Lois. Then he recognized it in his mother, Eunice. And then he saw what they had, the examples in life they lived, and how it was passed on to Timothy. Now, Timothy still had to make a choice. We all still have to make a choice. But he had the firm foundation to go on. You know, women have a God-given role to fulfill. But many have stepped up further in the home and in the church. And a lot of that's because of men not fulfilling their God-given role that they were given to do. So, women step up. You know, not everyone must be a mama bird. She ain't happy. Not everyone can be a mom. You know, it takes the responsibilities that go with it. I harken back to Moses, had the opportunity. Back in Numbers, chapter 11, 10 through 15 says, Moses heard the people of every family wailing at the entrance to their tents. And the Lord became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled. And he asked the Lord, why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised on oath to their ancestors? Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me, give us meat. I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you're going to treat me, please go ahead and kill me. If I found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin. Now, Moses had a lot of people following. He was leading a lot of people. This is back when the rabble, as they were known, they weren't really the Jewish people. They were the stragglers from Egypt that was looking for a better life. They decided they want meat. But Moses, notice he likened it to be a mother. I'm not their mom. I don't want to be their mom. He says, I didn't give them birth. Why did you do this to me? That's the responsibilities that moms have. And some call it a burden, and like I said before, some call it a pleasure to have the kids and have that opportunity and to love them and to take care of them. And it takes a lot. Moses didn't want to be their mom. It's a big chore. It's a big job to do. But that tells you how strong that is and how strong women are. He didn't want to be the mom. He got a taste of it, and he didn't like it. And he didn't want the burden caring for all those people, especially the ones complaining. That's not what he signed up for, so to speak. He said, I said I would care and lead the people through you, but this is a little too much, more than I bargained for. Moms do it every day. It's not an easy job, but the rewards are pretty great. To see those entrusted to you do the right things and love as you love is pretty special. You may not always agree, but you're always loved. But I have an invitation in a minute. Close us with an invitation. But God uses images like birds, like we're listening to. About birds covering and protecting their young with their wings to show that, and he talks about himself like that, to show he's covering us with his presence. He's covering us with his love. Women and mothers in general have the godlike qualities of being so selfless. They sacrifice so much. They sacrifice so much time, so much energy. They sacrifice many of their own needs for the needs of their family and others. Jesus is sacrificial. Mothers show what sacrificial means. It's not about them. It's about others. They don't do it out of responsibility. They do it because they care. They do it out of love. They spread their wings to protect and provide for those they love. A mom's love and example is God's love. And we're so thankful for them. See what a mother goes through having a child is pretty amazing. The whole thing's an amazing miracle. And just to see that child, her, as soon as he or she's born is something you never forget. The pain is soon forgotten when they see that new life. I wonder if Jesus feels the same way when he sees new life in him. That the pain is forgotten when he sees a born again person in him. I close with a poem. I don't know who wrote it, but it's called My Mother. It says, your love, I know I've seen your tears. You've given to me my life. You have walked me through the days and years of heartache, toil, and strife. To see that I can have the best that you could give to me. You gave up your needs and often rest as you viewed eternity. To do his will, my highest call, and by your special care, I stood and walked and did not fall. You held me in your prayer. Though strands of gray may brush your hair and miles divide our way, I know that by your quiet prayer you've helped me day by day. You've shown me how to give, to share, to put my own needs last. You've helped me see and be aware that life is so soon to pass. Despite your love, I would not dare, for there is not another who spreads your gentle love and care like you, my loving mother. Let's pray. Father, we just take this time today to thank you, to thank you for the all the mothers around, Lord, the examples that they've set, the love that they've set, the selflessness, the caring that they've set, the sacrifices that they've set, Lord. We're all images of you, but you just made men and women different, Lord. And mothers are different. You made them special. You made them to have a lot of those emotional and spiritual qualities that you have. And we're thankful for those strong women that have showed that to their family and to their kids and to others around them, Lord. They're known. They're remembered. And they're blessed. And we thank you for your blessings on them. We ask you to bless them mightily today as we just celebrate this one day, Lord, but not only today, but each and every day. Lord, you know what they do. They do it behind the scenes, like your spirit does. Sets the tone, guides and directs, and covers all the ill, Lord, and seeks to create better and to give us what others need. Lord, we're thankful for them. We're thankful for you. We're thankful for Jesus' sacrifice. We just ask that you, again, your blessings on all today. We just ask in the spirit of you that we remember the spirit of the mothers as well, that what they do for each and every one of us. Just watch over them, bless them, keep them, and we just thank you for them. We just ask you be praised today and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.